What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca. Find us on social media and please support our vital work through our website.
Capri. vacía como antes lo hacía a mi alrededor. ¿Qué razón pudo darme si todo en lo nuestro era perfección? Me dedicaba a quererla y cuidarla y así me corresponde. Luego matas mis ilusiones. Y hasta hoy te recuerdo escuchando a una triste canción. Siento yo lentamente ahogarme solo en mi habitación. Día con día camino en las calles sin una esperanza. Imaginando, pensando si tú todavía me recuerdas.
Chamacos y chamacas, welcome to the open mic with your host, DJ Leo Luna. We're here at the open mic show with somebody very special, broadcasting live for CJSF 90.1 FM. We have Paola Murillo, who is the director of this year's and co-founder of Latin Cuber and organizer of the
Carnaval del Sol.
Yeah, we have it here. And guess what? We just listened to Tú y Yo Somos Uno Mismo, the Timbiriche, who's, you know, who sings.
Who is going to be there? Benny Ibarra.
Benny Ibarra. Absolutely. So we had Tú y Yo Somos Uno Mismo. We also listened to Soy un Desastre. Cuando tú te vas de casa, which I am, whether you're home or you're not, sweetie, I'm always are a desastre. And also, we opened up the show with Besos de Ceniza. So, Paola, What are you here for?
Because I'm super excited to come and speak to your audience to let them know that we are coming back as every year. Latin Cuber is hosting again Carnaval del Sol.
Carnaval del Sol.
Yes.
So everyone's welcome, right?
Oh my gosh, everyone. This is for all the ages, for the little ones to the older ones, with people who are new in Canada, with people who love the culture, the Latin American culture, anyone who really wants to embrace the Latin American culture.
Anyone, they don't have to speak Spanish or know how to dance. Not. Is there going to be dancing?
No. Oh, we will have a lot of dancing, but don't worry. You can always be part of the show by learning. You know, as I said, you know, we have a lot of people from different places, even that volunteered with us, that is from India, from Japan, every nationality.
So it is an international festival.
Yes, it is.
And everyone's welcome.
Everyone. And it's very nice because this year is going to be a little bit of the Philippine concept too.
Oh, yeah. So who would like to make a little homage to our Filipino community? They're a big part of our community. Yes. Here in CSF, you have our support. We're going to come back. We're going to listen to another brand new release, La Pava Congona. And I'm going to ask Paola a couple of questions that we didn't get to hear yesterday at the press conference, because we were kindly invited to the press conference. And it was a blast. It was a blast. But I'll let Paola do the talking. I'll do the playing. La Pava Congona. Grupo Cañaveral de Humberto Pavón. Vámonos, para que entren en calor. Carnaval del Sol. Pues estamos de regreso otra vez aquí en el estudio de CJSF. We are light back here at the studio in CJSF with Paola. Paola, so please, can you tell us a little bit more about the artists that are going to be featuring this year at Carnaval del Sol? What dates and what times?
don't remember. I don't know if I will know all the times, but I can tell you what are the artists that we're going to be having.
Okay.
And that's very excited. We have a very diverse background of artists. And for the festival, it's good to have a good mix from people who has a lot of experience and some people that are new, and they are, and we can support our talent.
And this is exactly what we do here at CJSF. We like to support our community, and we are very thankful to have you here. So let me fire up away some questions for you.
Yes.
So what inspired you to create the Carnaval del Sol, and how has it evolved into this year? I remember you were doing the theme yesterday in the press conference about soccer.
Yeah. It's about having a voice for the Latin community, and it's about that people see us. We were not as visible 17 years ago when I started the festival, and people ask me, where are the Latin Americans? Who are the Latin Americans? And I'm like, you know, or taking a Colombian for a Mexican dinner too. I'm like, no, we eat different, right? So I start realizing that
absolutely
they didn't know us, and it's okay, you know.
It's fine, so, but now they're gonna hear us.
But now,
now they're gonna hear us on the radio every Friday here at the Open Mic and CJSF.
Correct. You know, how can we have that voice? And I was very curious about what can I bring from my culture to Canada, and I was like, as an entrepreneur that I am in general. And I was thinking coffee, and then I thought about textile, like Latin American lingerie and things like that. And then I was like, and I say, it's us. I just need to bring who we are.
Excellent.
And that's what I was inspired. And also because my concept has been the plaza, a plaza where people can support, help each other.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you see in Latin Cuba, we have this space called La Latin Plaza, because Carnival is what people see us, but we have so much things that we do during the year as well.
And that is something that I also like to invite you and partake here on the station, because at this time we're going to talk mostly about the Carnaval, but I know that you do a lot of things for the community, cultural events, and I know that you also help the seniors and the kids.
We have a lot of programs, beautiful programs, but Carnaval del Sol, I think, is our flag, is what people see us the most, is where we can bring all the colors from Latin America. And I always say, you don't have to travel to any country in Latin America, because we want to bring it to you here, and then that gives you maybe the spice and the desire to actually say, okay, now I'm going to go to Chile, to Mexico, to Colombia.
Absolutely.
You know, to one of those beautiful countries that we have and that we're very proud.
Okay, Paola, that's very beautiful. Actually, I'm so glad to have you here and hear it from you personally. Big shout out to your PRs also, who have been amazing, Roxy and Morgana. Also, I'd like to ask you, what are some of the biggest challenges in the organizing of the festival?
Oh,
I mean, that's the kind of stuff nobody really talks about. Everybody sees the party and the
It's a lot of passion, and I think that you saw that yesterday. We have over 300 volunteers. And
thank
we
you
always,
so much.
Thank you to all of them. My warm, always, every time I say, please say hi and thank you to volunteers. But yeah, the challenge, I think, is the economy is changing. And that's, you know, decreasing of sponsors, decreasing of the grants that we receive from the government. I know they still want to support us, and I greatly appreciate that. And the sponsors that are still there, we really appreciate it. You know, we're working very close this year with Remitly, is one of our supporters.
Oh, wow.
So we're very, very happy that they're coming on board, and hopefully you will get to use their services too.
Absolutely.
We have Granville Island, Brewer is coming. You know, there are a few sponsors that I'm very glad, because those are the ones that help us. And of course, big, huge appreciation when people buy the tickets.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it really supports a lot of this labor and cost that we have there.
Where can we find the tickets?
Very easy, carnavaldelsol.ca/tickets, and then you can have the option from 1-day ticket to 2 days, VIP, 3 days ticket. And the good thing is right now we have until the end of June, it's going to be only $12. We have decreased the ticket cost. It used to be starting at 15. Now we're starting at 12. And then in July, it's going to go to 20, and at the door, 25. So that's amazing if people want to buy
them. Buy them right now, guys. Get a discount. Say you heard it at CJSF, you get your tickets for $12.
Yes, $12, and it's like over 250 artists.
250 artists.
We have 28 vendors from Latin America,
oh, wow,
from
28
Chile,
vendors.
Colombia, Mexico, Venezuela, Peru. So
oh,
all
wow.
kind of food from all over Latin America. 50 entrepreneurs, a lot of people from Latin America selling their products.
Oh, also entrepreneurs.
Well.
You're going to have entrepreneurs
yes,
there at the event.
We have an area for women.
Oh, you're supporting women
yes,
as well.
Yes, we have 15 activities for seniors, 20. We have a show for kids, an
oh,
area
wow.
for children, that where they will have lots of things that people will feel. And you know what is going to be very excited this year, too?
What?
We're going to have, as you know, we love soccer.
Uh-huh.
So when you enter to the festival, you start preparing yourself for FIFA 2026.
Oh, we're getting ready for FIFA,
oh,
eh?
Yeah,
sounds like something exciting
oh,
coming
yeah.
underway.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a soccer game happening, 16
oh, fantastic.
Teams. If you have a soccer team, it's your time to register your team.
Nice.
And also, I will suggest that you bring your soccer shirt.
Even if you're not part of
Even
the
not
team.
Playing, but what is your favorite soccer team?
Bring your soccer. What about the Whitecaps?
Yes, if
absolutely.
You want to come in Whitecaps shirt, why not?
Absolutely.
It's Canada,
go, Whitecaps,
right?
Let's go.
Yes, yes, you bring your T-shirt from the soccer team that you think that is going to be more involved. Not more involved, but that you are fan.
Absolutely.
And bring those colors because for sure we're bringing the festival. You know, we also, as I mentioned, we want to work very closely with the Filipino community. So we're going to have music from Philippines.
Very nice.
Food vendors and some workshops about from our indigenous community about healing.
Oh, perfect.
Because,
absolutely.
You know, we like to celebrate a lot, but I think that is also in a way that we need to bring that healing because it was hard for, I think, for our organization and for many of our members of the community to know that we lost 4 members of the Latinos in a festival that
yeah.
is supposed to be to celebrate, right?
Yeah, that's one of those things that we, you know, we just don't go there. We don't think about it, but...
But yeah, so I don't know, what we're saying in the festival is for morning we rise and how we rise together.
For morning we rise and that's how we rise together.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And we will do it, you know, like the Filipino community and the Latinos, we have so much in common. So we want to bring a little bit of them into our festival.
Oh, wow. Thank you
that
so
connection.
Much.
Yeah, with Filipino BC organization, we're working on this. So I'm very proud that, this year at Carnival del Sol, we're bringing a unique space for people to celebrate. And we're very lucky that we are in a country that it gives us so many good things.
Absolutely.
And that embrace that multiculturalism is a space for us to connect and to actually learn about each other in a very fun way. That's what we're going to do.
Absolutely. And that's what Vancouver is all about. And that's what Canada is all about. And that's what we are Canadians and we are proud. So once again, where can we find tickets for Carnaval del Sol, Paula?
Yeah, very quickly, carnavaldesol.ca/tickets. Or just go Carnaval del Sol in Google and Carnaval del Sol tickets in our Instagram. Please follow us. We need as many followers. Christian from our marketing team will be super happy to know that too. So in our Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, we're there as
Carnaval
well.
Del Sol.
And we are available, you know.
Absolutely.
Contact us anytime. I want to just bring a little bit of the artists because you asked me.
Yes,
I
please
make
do
sure
so.
I bring them. So we have Fito Blanco that is coming all the way from...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Fito Blanco.
You have Fito Blanco coming into Carnaval
yes.
del Sol.
Yes, we're super excited.
Oh, wow, that's a big one. That's a big one. I mean, besides, we also have...
Bugat. Yes, he's going to be coming from Quebec. So we have as well from Venezuela, Luisila, Huasacaca is here in Vancouver.
Huasacaca.
You know them.
Yeah, those guys are amazing.
Tren al Sur.
Big shout out to Tren al Sur.
We love them. Calab is coming from Victoria. Manny, Brazilian.
Oh, yeah. Manny was last night
yes.
there performing very high energy.
Oh, he is like in another level. We're so happy and lucky to have him as well. So we have Los Grandes, Brejera.
Los Grandes.
We have Alejandro Palacio coming from
Alejandro
Colombia.
Alejandro Palacios.
He's a vallenato.
Yeah, that's for the...
Friday night.
For the Friday night, the Barranquilla night or Parranda.
Parranda Vallenata.
Parranda Vallenata. Parranda, that's exactly what it is. You guys cannot
Vallenata.
Miss that. You got to play some Vallenato eventually
Please
at some point.
Please do, because we want to bring everyone who love like I guess in Colombia, that's actually one of the things that we're proud of, that music. So if you want to have the night, that's how we start in Carnaval del Sol. And I want to make sure that people don't get confused in terms of the thing that is starting on Friday. We're starting in the nighttime.
Okay, so we're going to start off
at 5 p.m.
Okay,
yes.
And then it carries on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, Paula, thank we you. Have another release. We're going to hit it back with Karol G, dedicated to Paola, Latina Forever.
Latina Forever, that's me, for sure.
Dedicated to you, Paola, Carnaval del Sol,
and
everybody listening.
Él me estaba presionando, yo le dije deja que fluya. Ya me estaba posteando, papi deja la bulla. Aunque estemos peleando, no creas que voy a ser tuya. Ey, ahora todos quieren una colombiana, una puertorriqueña, una venezolana. Una domi que lo mueva rico, y que lo prenda desde la mañana. No me decidía, yo todas las invité. Son tremendas mami, todas tienen que pique. Tete y nalga, tete y nalga, tete y nalga, tete y nalga. Esa curva no la tiene ni la NASCAR, esos planetas no los conoce la NASA. Tete, 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 qué chimba.